started way back when, in 1967, a DJ called Tony Blackburn came on the air and said,
"And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the exciting new sound of Radio 1.
Noel Edmonds, he was next. The man was a musical rebel. Did he play the Beatles? Did he play the Stones?
Two from Doctor Hook, a little bit more, and just like the movies, good morning!
And taking us into the 80s was a man who thought that he was terrific. He spent the night before his very first show thinking of something prolific.
I don't want you to let this go any further, but I spent most of last night considering my first words for this program, because I realised they had to be quite prolific. So here goes. Welcome to The Breakfast Show.
Along came Simon Mayo. He was young, gifted and single. After 5 long years on the air, people only remember his jingle. Yeah.
Mayo, Simon Mayo. Daylight come and we won, we come.
Since the days of Simon Mayo, have never been the same again. And the Breakfast Show since 99 has had a notable lack of men.
So goodbye to Zoe. See you later to Cars.
Your contract has expired, so get back in your box.
Those days, they have all gone now, but do not shed a tear.
From now until they fire his ass.